How you guys doing today? This is the very first lecture from our Blacknomics lecture series, where we will be breaking down the various parts of the language of money. This is actually from a YouTube video that's on our channel. If you would like to see the full presentation with slides, go to YouTube and Google Hipteris or YouTube Hipteris, the language of money, and it should pop up. So enjoy, share, comment, like, get the word out. Thank you very much. How you guys doing today? This is Jay. I'm your host. I am the co-founder of Hipteris.com, the Black Wall Street Journal. And this is my very first real video I've ever done in my life. It's important because when I was a kid, I had an extremely bad stuttering problem. And it used to hold me back mentally. So I want to say to everyone out there, or that kid that stumbles upon this video, don't let your speech hold you back in life. Keep going. It's going to get better. If people tease you, it doesn't matter. All right. So please keep going. So why am I making this video? Because I am very passionate about economics and investments. I believe that you should learn about or study whatever you want. And economics is the language of money. You cannot understand money unless you understand economics. Even if you learned finance, you have to learn economics because it gives you that extra aspect of knowing about money. My overall goal is to educate anyone and everyone who is tired of being broke, tired of being taxed high, and just want to have a lot more freedom in your finances, right? And I am especially passionate about educating Black people in America and throughout the world about money and entrepreneurship and just overall growth, you know? And so that's my plan. My goal is I want to break down all these concepts so well that a 8-year-old can understand it, or that a dude who lives here in Chicago from 79th and Ashland that smokes cigarettes and blunts or whatever can break down financial concepts like nobody else, right? I want people in barbershops and beauty shops talking about this, and Black people sitting at their dinner tables having that financial conversation like people talk about basketball wives and sports. Money should be your sport, right? So that's my overall goal, and so let's get into it. Okay, so I'm pretty sure I am about to explain economics in a way that you have never heard before in your life. And PhDs and Ivy League schools will never teach you this. I can guarantee it, right? So economics is the study of human interaction throughout life. Let me say it again. Economics is the study of human interaction throughout life. To further break that down, we're going to deal with two words, life and interaction. Okay. From an economic standpoint, what does the word life mean? Life means business. Business is life. Business and life is not separate. For employees or people who don't really have a lot of financial understanding, you think that business and life is two separate things. For wealthy individuals, for those affluent people, it's not separate. Business is life. All right. Now let's talk about interaction. Interaction from a standpoint of economics means what, how do we communicate, right? And in economic terms, we communicate through products and services. So if economics is the study of human interaction throughout life, then it means it's the study of a flow of money through products and services. That's all it means. So products and services are made by groups of individuals, which is called a company. A company is a combination of people who pay a mortgage. That's all it is. And so when you give them value through currency or money, which is not the same thing, and I will break that down in future videos, you show that group of people or a company how much you value them, how much they are worth to you, meaning how much is that product or service that they made through their life, their business, and made it available for you. Because the one thing in economy that people don't understand is that one person's spending is another person's income. So when you spend, you help somebody else support their family. So when companies bring in profit, they put money in various funds, and there's hundreds of them, but we're only going to talk about three key ones. First pot is capital. So they take that profit and they put the money inside a fund for business capital. Business capital is money allocated towards reinvestment into the actual company, so they can hire more people, so that they can expand the business and pay their bills, and they can create more products and services for you. The second one is wages. So they allocate a pool of that profit to paying employees, because employees, they got a mortgage, they have kids in college, that they have credit card bills, and so you have to get paid for your time plus energy. And then number three, there's taxes. Every company has to pay some portion of taxes to the government. Thank you guys very much for checking out this very first lecture titled The Language of Money, Part 1. We will be following up with a lot more lectures on the Hipterist YouTube channel and at Hipterist.com. At this time, take a moment to subscribe, hit the notification button, like, share, and comment. Thank you very much.